Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Secret Dump.
Yeah, we have to dump some secrets out today.
Yeah, we got to take... I won't do it.
A secret dump?
Yeah, but I was going to say that, but I thought you would disapprove.
I'm over it. I can handle anything now these days.
After the pandemic, you can do poo-poo humor?
Yeah, no, I think when it finally broke for me is when I had to tell you if I was using the bathroom in your RV, if I was going to shit or if I had to pee.
And you never told me that.
Well, basically you can see because there's a different physical position you have to get in to flush the toilet if you shit. So you have to like get on your hands and knees and start churning the toilet after you go. So then everyone knows you just like took a shit. So then after that happens.
A lot going on here. First of all, you don't have to get on your hands and knees.
Yes, I do because it's hard to turn.
You're doing it wrong. Is okay. What I'm trying to say. Second of all,
it's a composting toilet.
Second of all, I'm able to separate that stuff out. I don't think about it. I don't go, she's churning. That must mean she's been shitting. But anyway, wow. Now that I know you shit in the toilet, it kind of changes everything for me. Ugh. We do have a big announcement. You may or may not be able to notice, Cutie is not here.
Don't say that.
No, she's not. She's outside. We were unable to get her into the recording booth today. She's sunning herself.
She does look like an old lady in Fort Lauderdale. She's just kind of like...
Right.
Where Miami Beach? Where do the old women go in Florida?
I think it's Florida. All of it, I believe. I believe Florida is a cavalcade of seniors. But yeah.
It is nice weather.
Cutie's no longer with us. She's out in the on the porch.
Moshe.
What? I'm getting you ready.
For when she's about to die?
When she crickety croaks.
Oh, because she looks like she's about to die.
I don't know. She.
We shouldn't talk. You shouldn't mourn the living.
I'm not mourning her. I'm celebrating her life. And when she does pass away, we'll do a memorial episode of her.
Don't say that. She might not even.
She might not pass away? That would be freaky. You got to admit at a certain point.
Dude, is it too late to get her cloned?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Why?
Because they attack.
Clone dogs. Clones that is attack. Not true.
You never heard of the Clone Wars in Star Wars?
Wait, clones attack?
Clones attack.
Are you kidding?
No, clones are violent.
Clones of dogs and cats?
Every kind of clone. You remember Dolly, the sheep they cloned? Do you remember? Do you remember the sheep that they cloned?
No.
You don't remember the first cloned sheep?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Killed its master.
Is that true?
Yep.
I don't even know if you're telling the truth.
Bit it to death. I'm serious. And then turned to the other technicians in the lab and said, "I'll be back." Seriously,
Moshe,
what's up? I'm just reporting the news.
Anyway, don't memorialize the living either. She's fine.
Yeah, right now she's fine. Natasha, I'm feeling a little bit full in my abdomen,
mm-hmm.
and I have to just dump some of it out. Do you mind if we? Dump?
Yeah, let's take a dump.
Let's dump. Let's get on our hands and knees and hand crank this secret dump.
Hi there. I'm high in the woods. And I really thought I should contact you. When I was younger, I saw a neighbor's penis. He would come over on his riding lawnmower. He would be wearing like shorts and like at that time, the tip of his penis was like parallel to his shorts in the scene. And then when I was about 19, my dad told me that this same neighbor was arrested for having child porn on his computer. And I definitely today wonder if he like meant to expose himself to me, like if that was a part of that like whole thing. Anyways. Love you too, and all of your heteronormativity. It's very cute. Love you guys. Bye.
Well, happy that Pride to you too.
That was very patronizing.
Yeah, but she's right.
She was right. It was like she's like, I know that you're underneath whatever I am, but it's
I
cute.
Like it. I like it. It's how we feel about Cutie. That's
she's
how she feels about
me.
Us. Cutie is your equal, the dog. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, she's, you know.
She's beneath you. She's a dog, but we love her. That's how that queer woman thinks of us. She's like, oh, they're cute. 100% the guy's dong was out on purpose. That's my vote.
Listen, if you have daughters, just keep them away from men as much as you can.
Honestly, that's like, I'm kind of, I listened to that Larry Nassar, the gymnastics coach, podcast series called Disbelieved or something like that. I don't remember. It's really horrifying. And at the end of that, I was just like, oh, it's just never worth it to have my kid around men alone ever. Just never. No, in any circumstances, ever. If I gymnastics coach, no. Scout leader, no.
So do you let her spend the night at her friend's house where there's brothers and dads?
It's a hard one.
You know what the answer is.
Judd Apatow.
Yeah, I would just say no.
You're never going to let her have a sleepover at her friend's house?
She can host.
Ever. She's going to become like a weirdo that people are like, yeah, she doesn't, her mom doesn't let her have sleepovers. And then she'll go to therapy and she's not going to connect the dots. So she'll say, my mom never let me have sleepovers. She was so afraid of men that she never let me have sleepovers. How about this?
I mean, the fact
wait,
that I
have an idea.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel really glad that my mom somehow kept that from happening to me. It seems like she sometimes didn't. You get lucky. I'm not saying it's my mom's, but I'm just
saying.
Did
you do sleepovers?
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't. That's not how she did it. Anyway, here's the secret. I got it. We cultivate our child only being friends with queer parents or single moms.
That's
and then if we find out there's a brother in the house, we say there's something we don't like about that child. And then we don't let them hang out there anymore. So she can have the sleepover, but we do like a long con.
Honestly, here's my suggestion to you, Moshe. Sleepover? I didn't have those till I was like 15.
That's
like,
completely insane.
Why?
First of all, I do not believe you.
Okay, maybe
I think you're
like
lying. That's first. Second of all, if it's true, that's crazy. What were you like living in the dad from Footloose's house? 15? 15, I was in rehab. not like I was approaching it. I was in already.
Okay, maybe I had a sleepover in like sixth grade.
No, honey. No. You had a sleepover in like...
When I was like eight?
Eight, nine, 10? Yeah, that's normal.
Well, I just don't think you need to be pushing it.
Pushing it? It's not
hot. Yeah,
you
can be the host. Who wants to deal with a bunch of kids in the morning?
So what are you talking about?
You're
the one that said
you
host.
How about you guys can watch a movie and pick your kid up at 11 or whatever? I don't know.
This is crazy. You don't remember sleepovers, how exciting they were? You're going to let the specter of child molestation make it so that our child doesn't have a fun childhood?
Sleepovers
are
not...
What are you, in QAnon?
Sleepovers were not a big part of my memories of childhood.
Well, that's because you've reconstructed them with this new Footloosean philosophy.
All right. Well, you know.
I mean, every kid goes on sleepovers. It's like a thing.
I'm just saying you can like try to like manipulate it so you're always the host. But they don't know that they're not allowed to have sleepovers. You're just like, oh, what about having it at our house?
Do you not understand what happens at that point?
What?
Everybody thinks I'm a child molester. They're like, why do the Casher Legeros always want to host the sleepover? They're like, they won't let their kids sleep out, but they're always like, come this way. Come over. Any child can stay here. Do you see? You're incriminating me.
I guess if you send a kid over to sleepaway camp is like a sleepover.
Yeah.
Ooh. So as soon as they're going to sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
Nothing you can really do.
But you don't have to send your child to sleepaway camp.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to. I don't know. I've never had a kid.
Supposed to? Did you go to sleepaway camp?
No, but I always hear, you know what?
I didn't either.
Maybe it's like a rich LA
thing.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Because like everybody I talk to who grew up in LA is like talks about sleepaway camp.
It's not
camp.
A rich LA thing. It's a rich person thing.
Oh, okay. Because I never really heard of that.
People that grew up rich, guarantee our podcast producer went to sleepaway camp. Let's look at her and see how she, let's look at, okay, she's saying no. She's saying no. Okay, she's saying no. Okay, she didn't. But it's a thing. Jews especially, all the Jews.
And how long do they go for?
Like, I don't know. I think it increases as you get older. You start with like a week and then it goes up to like 4 weeks or something.
Our friends in the woods were talking about sleepaway camps.
People go to sleepaway camp, especially Jews. Jews love a sleepaway camp.
Why?
Because they go to the woods and be Jewish, and that's how they cultivate their Jew identity. We do like weird sacrifices, I think. I never was able to go, but so I was never able to see the sacrifices and the Gentile baby blood drinking and stuff like that.
So how old does a young Jewish child go to sleepaway camp? What's the typical age? 12?
I think 8.
8? They're spending the night by themselves?
I think so.
That's weird.
9 maybe? 9?
That sounds like something that like smart parents have thought up so that they can have a break.
They can go on vacation. Probably so. And all these like Jews were like, oh, my identity was forged there. Oh, I made connections there that I will never forget. And they made me who I am today. And they're all like working. They all get adult jobs from each other. I didn't get any of that shit.
Oh, it's like a place to start networking when you're six?
Well, when you're if it's Jewish camp, yeah. No, I'm joking. Yeah, I just mean like it's these like deep connections. I didn't get any of that shit. I was just a fucking broke ass welfare ass.
I think I might like to send my child to sleepaway
camp. Me too, because you get 2 weeks off. You get to go to Paris. Although it is kind of funny to go to sleepaway camp. You send your kid to sleepaway camp and you immediately board a flight to like Bordeaux or something. And then she calls and it's like, hello, mother. Hello, father. I want to come home. And you're like, uh-uh, kid, we're having coq au vin right now.
Sounds, it's very civilized. Definitely just, seems, yeah, that was, I don't think I knew anyone who did that.
Yeah, from. Yeah. I didn't go either. All right, wait. We're in the middle of a secret dump. Let's dump a secret.
Hey, Moshe. Hey, Kasher. I got a secret for you. I was on vacation with my wife, and on the first night, she was getting in the hot tub. I was getting ready to get into the hot tub in the bathroom. There was a fat fucking cockroach on the floor. I put it under the toilet brush stand. She wouldn't find it there. The next day, I came and got it, threw it out the window, it was gone. I just prayed that we didn't get any more cockroaches for the rest of the trip, because it would have totally ruined the trip. We didn't have any, I got away with it. Ha! Except she listened to the podcast, so now I'm fucked. All right, bye.
Got here ruining his, reverse engineer ruining his honeymoon. Would that ruin a trip for you if you saw one cockroach?
Absolutely not.
No?
If he shit the bed, yeah.
Right.
You know, you got to like put
why are you bringing no, but why are you bringing that up?
It's a secret dump.
I know, but why are you mentioning our secrets?
Sorry, honey.
I mean, it's we specifically said we would never talk about that. And I wasn't drinking. We were in Tahiti and I drank a bunch of Tahitian treat and it didn't agree with me. And I left a Tahitian treat of my own.
I'm just saying
that I didn't shit the bed in. That's a joke. That was all a joke.
Some things you can't get out of your mind.
Right.
But
right.
That doesn't seem that bad.
Right. You know, it was hard for me. When you
sounds fun.
Remember when you slept with the butler on our honeymoon? That wasn't good. Honestly, though, on our honeymoon, we did go to Tahiti, and this was bad. I'll probably never be able to get this out of my mind. We disagreed to go on a jet ski trip, and around the island.
I hated it.
Well, I hated it more because for some reason the jet ski leader and then all of the other patrons had done it a bunch. And I didn't know how to do it. And I was like kind of scared and kind of didn't know how to turn the thing. And I was trying to keep up and I just kept lagging behind. And finally, this like French jet ski man turned around and came back and grabbed Natasha off of my jet ski and just was like, catch up when you can. And just like.
And I hated it. It was so
but
fun.
I was by my. He took my. He cucked me. He
you could barely do
I got
it.
C-cucked. I got straight up C-cucked. But
I'm sorry, honey.
By the end of the trip, I did figure it out. I knew how to do it. It was fun.
All right. Well, I think that the cockroach sounds like they're kind of looking for an excuse.
Yeah, he wants out. All right. Play the dump. Dump one last dump. One last push.
Hey, Natasha and Moshe. My secret is when I was in college, I dated this girl for a while, and we eventually broke up because she cheated on me. I had left a few things in her dorm over time. And she had put it all in a box for me to pick up from her dorm. Her roommate just let me in and just told me to lock up once she left. I was about to leave with the box when I saw this display case of lipsticks that she just fucking cherished. And each lipstick had the little applicator wand for your lips. And I thought that this would be the perfect time to be petty. So I pulled down my pants and just fucking painted my dick with each one. Each and every single one. Like if George O'Keefe painted cocks, that's what mine looked like when I left. Now, fast forward about a year, and she posts on Instagram, right, that she's getting married to oh boy. And I'm looking through her story, and she's showing off a ring, and in the background, I see the exact same display case. And it looks like literally the same from when I left that day. And it's just really satisfying to know that every time she kissed oh boy, and probably even the time she kissed him for the engagement, that my dick was on both her lips. So Either way, congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Cocklips. Have a great fucking marriage.
I love the...
Oh, boy.
But I also love how, like, harsh he is.
I mean...
He's like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, old boy.
Usually when we... Fuck you, old boy. Usually when we hear these revenge ones, we go, hey, come on.
No, his paid off.
Yeah.
He got it in the background. Just, wait, the girl has a display case for her lip glosses?
I kind of see... I don't know. You tell me. You would know more than me, but it's like one of them those things that you fit the lipsticks into.
And he saw it in the background of a picture in the photos. Of him with her with old boy?
Oh, boy, yeah. And old boy had all that dick on his mouth.
That's cool. I like it.
I was going to say at first, like, why paint your penis? I would have just dibbled it into my butthole, you know, each one a dibble. But now the poetics of the dong lips on the May You Kiss the Bride.
Yeah.
And there being like a microscopic layer of a young boy's dick between the lips of old girl and old boy.
Uh-huh.
There's something beautiful about that. I got to say.
I like it. And it doesn't really affect you as much. You know, you don't want to stick a bunch of lip gloss up your anus.
Right. That is very true. You could get anal cancer. That's how Farrah Fawcett died. Seriously.
From all right. Sticking it up her butt?
Yes. Come from a revenge-based lip gloss butt stick. You didn't know that? That's such common knowledge. All right. Should we play one more, Sieg?
Okay, one more.
Hi. I have a secret to share. So I live with my boyfriend, and he pays the rent. I don't pay the rent. The rent in our city is pretty high. It's like San Francisco apartment. So we have an arrangement that I pay for the grocery. And he has a pretty good taste, and he buys pretty expensive things. And when it comes to wine, he buys pretty expensive wine. And so I have this task to refill wine supply in the apartment. So usually I would go to Trader Joe's and buy the cheapest wine. They have like $4 or $5, but he doesn't know. So he thinks I spend my money on very pretty expensive wine, like good quality wine, but in fact, this wine is more like $3 or $4, and he doesn't know. He probably doesn't even need to know because I already spent a lot of money on grocery. So what's the difference between $20 wine and $5 wine from Trader Joe's? I guess it's all the same. So that's his secret. He probably, yeah, he doesn't know. Only you and me know now. Thank you.
I don't understand the hustle here.
It's the carafe. Do they have carafes of wine that she needs to refill? One of her duties. And I liked that she took it very seriously. I feel like with you, it's not quite like one of your duties. It's like, hopefully you'll remember.
Well, that's because I pay half of the mortgage. You don't give me duties because I'm not in your debt.
Why does she have to be in his debt? She pays for the groceries.
Well, I think groceries cost less than rent, probably. But anyway, I didn't understand the hustle exactly. I like the spirit of it. What does it mean to refill the wine?
I think what she's saying is this husband of hers, who has very good taste, assumes that she's buying the type of wine that he likes to have in the house. It, to refill his carafes, I guess, his golden carafes that he leaves.
Oh, is that okay?
I don't know. And then she will buy the food.
No, I get that. I get that. I just didn't understand how the hustle worked. But you're saying carafes.
I guess. I don't know. It was a little unclear to me. It felt like that's a level of rich then that I don't know, where you
maybe
get
home
and you empty the bottles of wine into a carafe.
Right. Or maybe they have like a weird aerator or something, you know, like a machine. Or maybe what she does is she gets the $4 and she'll pour it into the old bottle and be like, oh, no, they're still full. Something like that. Anyway, good for you, lady.
Do you have a funnel?
Yeah. She's got a golden funnel. You know, you can dip a golden funnel in your anus as well.
That sounds nice.
If this ever gets more sour and he treats you with less respect, dip a funnel in your anus and pour the wine in, and he will be drinking your butt.
I gotta say, though, I can totally respect this hustle. I have no issue with it.
I mean, well, I really don't have an issue with it because we have history with it. Have we told this story before?
Yes, that I wanted to have more expensive wine at our wedding.
And you failed the taste test. And so did your wedding planner that was advocating for the more expensive wine. I brought Trader Joe's wine and I brought expensive wine and I put them into cups and I poured them in. I said, which one tastes better? And unanimously everybody voted for the Trader Joe's wine. And then the crazy part happened. Natasha admitted her defeat. Everybody was like, wow, crazy. Trader Joe's it is. And then I fucking come into the area where the wine is for the wedding and it was all the expensive stuff.
No, I ordered just a few of them.
And I was like, why? Why?
In case someone didn't like one wine.
You said
it
tasted better. And she's like, I think it might cause more hangovers.
That's true.
Why? Based on what?
I don't know. The tannins.
How do you know that cheap wine doesn't have less tannins or more tannins or I don't know what?
Who knows, honey?
I know that this lady is fighting a fight that I started fighting 7 years ago. So respect to you, lady. Keep up the good work. Tosh, yeah. I don't want to do this podcast anymore. I have to go.
Okay.
I've got to go now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.